it's already 6 months old, so. So we're on page 293, Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel. Hey, at the end of the page, sort of, on top. So yesterday, again, we're talking about the three steps backwards. We talk about the size of the three steps, how many three bad steps. You're not supposed to have more than three steps. We talk about the three steps back. And before that, we talk about when you do the three steps back and all that type of stuff. I was going to say stuff, halacha. So in hey, very interesting halacha, which very few people know. Somebody was from out of town last week, and they were arguing with me with this, and it's a fair halacha. But also the chazan has to take three steps back, turn the page, when he's davening to himself. In other words, chazan usually says Shmon Esrei to himself, so he finishes Shmon Esrei, so the machar is saying he takes three steps back at the conclusion of his private Shmon Esrei. Then he says, when he says the Shmon Esrei a second time out loud, what we call the repetition, ain't Tzarech Lachzor Livsoa Gimel B'Sios. He doesn't have to take three steps backwards at the end of that. You see a lot of people doing this. Mishnah Berurah explains, the reason why he does not is because he's got to take three steps back when he says Kaddish, the Tiskabel. In other words, don't forget we say Tachlun, sometimes Laning, then Ashrei Lama Sekul Valtzio, then Kaddish. There's a Kaddish in between. But, and then he says, Tiskal Soson Vosson Chobay Yisrokan, right? And Yeshalom Rabba, also Shalom Bim Rabba. And sometimes then there's Hollow. Very good point. We'll get to that in a second. He doesn't have to take three steps backwards, because he's going to take three steps backwards anyways. So I think Mr. Rasquist is asking, but wait a second, it's a long time. You know, it's like, you know, like, could be another 15, 20, 30, you know, who knows how, you know, if there's Hallel, and, you know, if you sing the Hallel, and, you know, sing Vayhibin Soha and Brik Shmei, right? So it could be a while. So Mishnah Berurah says, it's okay. It doesn't make a difference. You still, he's somech on that Tiskabel. On that Osa Shalom, I should say. Even though it's going to be a long time, and there's stuff in between, but that's not considered a break, a hefsek. Now, because of this, because of what Mr. Eskowitz and the Chofetz Chaim are saying, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikan diktuku ha'achronim dein l'shas l'daber beini besicha. That, therefore, the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Achronim, Prisha and others, that the Chazan should not do anything anything extraneous. Another thing, he could, if it's about davening, like, or whatever, he could talk, he could break, or whatever, but he shouldn't say anything like, the Lakers win last night. Because he's still in the middle. Even though he might be walking around, right, he's taking the Torah to maybe to the Shulchan and going back, and all right, so he's broke, but still, he doesn't have to take three steps back because he's going to do that in Osa Shalom. He could talk as long as it's Shalom Inyanei Tefillah, Mishnah Berurah says in parentheses, as long as it's not anything that doesn't have anything to do with davening. And then with davening, you can even talk about it. But again, that's all a halacha that people just don't know, that the chazan does not have to go back and take three steps back. Mishnah Berurah says, people who do, you don't have to be mocha on them. You don't have to admonish them. But he doesn't have to.
Does he have to say the Yirat Zon at the very end?
You mean, Yirat Zon Yimir Fi.
Right.
So very good.
Some do and some don't.
Right, exactly. Because it's Rama. Right. Well, let's finish the Rama first. The Rama says, Im lo, he's pa'al tefila rak b'kol ram. But if the Chazan only did the one Shmon Esrei. We have cases like this.
When you have exactly 10,
you don't know how many people are going to answer, so you don't say the silent Shmon Esrei. So he just says the one Shmon Esrei out loud, and that's for everybody else and himself. So in that eventuality, so then he would take the three steps back. Now, the... we'll get to it a little later, but we might as well do, well.
What about the
Hira? Okay, well, let's do that. Let's do the Hira. Vav. It's running a little late, but let's do it. Keshechozer Ashliat Tzibur HaTfilah, again, when he's saying the Shmoneh Esrei out loud, Yomar Gam Kein Hashem Tzvas HaSivsach. He should say, before he starts, Hashem Tzvas HaSivsach. We saw that before. Mishnah Berurah says that when the Chazan starts the repetition all over again, he should say Hashem Tzvas HaSivsach quietly. I'll say it out loud. The Ramah says, Aval Eino Omer B'Sof HaTfilah Yiratzon. But when he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, now let's put everything together, and he's not going to take the three steps back because he's going to say the Tiskabel later. So then at the end, he has to say Hashem Tzvas HaSivsach, but he doesn't say, have to say when he concludes his own, when he concludes his Shmoneh Esrei out loud, the repetition, he does not have to say Yiluratzon Yirifi Ve'egin Libi V'lanecha. And again, put it all together. So all he has to do is wait till eventually he says the Tiskabel, Ose Shalom Yirmavu, and that's when he takes the three steps back. Mishnah Berurah brings down. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why he doesn't have to say Yilu Ratzon Yirmifi, again, we saw this before. What's Yilu Ratzon Yirmifi Ve'egim Libi Lefanach at the end of Shmoneh Esrei 4? It's the parallel to the Hashem Tzvas HaSivsach. Hashem, open up in my mouth so I could daven. So at the end, you say, Hashem, may my mouth, the words of my mouth be accepted. So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to this opinion, that you do not have to say Yilu Ratzon Yirmifi. Why? Put it together. Because he's going to say, Tiskabel Tzolson Voson Chol Beis Yisrael. So that's like Yilu Ratzon Yirmifi. It's the same thing. Just in different words. Except what I said. Except what we davened. So you don't have to say it. Mishnah Berurah, though, brings down from the Shlah, who says the Chazan should say Yilu Ratzon Yirmifi when he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, the out loud Shmoneh Esrei. And the Chofetz Chaim says that the Gon, the Vilna Gon, says like the Shlah. And again, I have written down that the Aruch HaShulchan also says that you should say the Chazan. And the conclusion of his repetition should say Yilu Ratzon Yirmifi Ve'egin Libi Lefanecha. So again, he should say Hashem Tzvas HaSivsach when he starts quietly, finishes. He doesn't have to take three steps back and his Shmoneh Esrei out loud, unless he's not going to say somebody else is going to take over at Ashrei V'Alzion. And it's machlokes whether he has to say Yilu Ratzon Yirmifi. Okay. Happy King.